Yes, here we go. We're on with the big dog, Kelvin Wilson. By the way, see if you're just watching this, it's not a Vogue convention. Like, man, we are on fire, aren't we?
I like to make an effort.
No, me as well, so not just you.
I like to make an effort.
Speaking to big Charlie McGrew about you last night, he said, great guy, great partner, good gear, and good trainers. I started thinking he was talking about me, but then he said longest in the shower, so... But good to be back up in Glasgow. Thanks very much for coming on.
Yeah, it's nice to be back. Yeah, I just had a walk around the city centre and stuff. Yeah, it's nice to be back.
You used to like going out in the city centre? Any particular places you used to enjoy going?
You know what? I was here for 2 years. I probably went out, like, as in a night out, 4 times.
Really?
So I didn't really go out. Just did a lot of shopping. Uh-huh. So yeah.
How come you never went out? Just keep the nut done.
So I try and get back down south at the weekend. So, and when you did go out, you don't get much peace. So it was a bit too much for me.
Right, okay, we'll go back to the start. As you say, Faye Nottingham.
Yep.
Forest fan growing up.
Yep.
Who were your heroes?
Stuart Pearce,
psycho, huh?
Stan Collymore.
Would you go to games?
Yeah, I used to go to, Trent End. So uh-huh. Yeah, I used to go to games, yeah.
And would you, obviously played boys club in Nottingham. Was it always a dream to kind of eventually play for Nottingham Forest?
Definitely, yeah. That was the, because I started in Notts County though.
Yeah.
So Notts County was always one below Forest. And then when Forest came in for me when I was at Preston, it was Forest and Leeds came in. So it was only one club I was going to go to.
Uh-huh. So how did Notts County come about? Just playing boys club? Did they scout you just as it would up here?
Yeah, just playing boys club and then scouted me at 13 and then I was there till I was 19.
Yeah. Right, okay. And then just playing in the youth team, doing well, and then caught, do you remember your debut?
Yeah. Lost 1-0 against Brighton, scored my own goal. Yeah, that was my debut.
Did you get slaughtered for it?
No, because I had a good game to be fair, and I was a young lad, so all the fans were like a bit buzzing that they had another young player coming through. Because Notts were well known for bringing players through. Jermaine Pennant, Leon Best, McGoldrick, Wes Morgan. So brought a few players through. So I was the next one coming through.
Uh-huh. See the coaching back then. How was it for you? Was it were you encouraged to play like a modern day centre back? Was it playing it for the back, or was it old school, go and head it and kick it?
Yeah, head it and kick it. I can remember doing sessions with John Gaunt, who was my manager then, and it was literally standing in the middle of the park and he would just leather balls and I just had to keep going and heading them. And being a centre-half, which sounds stupid, I hate heading the ball. Uh-huh. And he made me do it for 45 minutes and he scarred me for life, to be fair. So.
And was there none like playing it for the back? Or?
No, none of that. Not at Notts anyway, when I was a young lad starting out, no playing out from the back. I think if you played out from the back, you'd get a rollicking, so yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you know you were going to make your debut? Were you told beforehand, or was it just a case of back then you've just been flung in, go and deal with it?
No, I got told I was going to make my debut, yeah. So, like I say, it was Brighton away. It was their old ground as well, so it had the running track round.
I remember it, I had a 15, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I had a 15 of play there.
Yeah, so it was Leon Knight and Chris Owumalumo up top.
Good front two, that.
So, it was a good game, but like I say, scoring their own goal, losing 1-0. But, He's done me all right.
Uh-huh. Who was your manager?
Gary Mills,
right. Was he good with it? Obviously liked you.
Yeah, he was fine. Yeah, he played for Forest as well. He was a Forest legend. So, yeah, he brought me through, gave me my debut. But I played under so many managers at Notts. So, yeah.
What was that, League 2? Or League 2, as I like to call it?
Yeah. Yeah, League 1 I started, then we got relegated, and it was League 2. I played about 90 games for him. So,
uh-huh. So obviously, playing in the lower leagues is tough. Was there ever somebody you came up in particular that bashed you a bit?
Junior Ogogo.
Junior Ogogo, I remember him. Yeah. He was at Forest as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was at Forest, yeah. But he was at Bristol Rovers when I played against him at Notts. And he was a bit of a brute. And I was a dangly, skinny young lad, so yeah, I got bullied a few times by him.
Uh-huh. See, playing in the lower leagues, would you encourage most young players to go and do it? Did it toughen you up?
Yeah, it does toughen you up, you know, but if you've got a chance to play at an high level, play at an high level, but yeah, if you're going to play under 23s, I'd say go and play. Go on loan and go and play lower league, play against men, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, men in your own team, would they get on you all the time?
Yeah, I played... I played with Darren Caskey and Ian Barraclough, that was Motherwell manager.
Manager, right?
I played with them. They were senior pros. And they just moaned and moaned and moaned. And they'd kick you as well in training. I think it stood me in good hands.
Player of the year that year, when you were playing well, was the thought always, I'll be getting a move at the end of the season, or was it just happy to be playing?
Just be playing, yeah. I can remember just having my name on the back of the shirt. was buzzing with that. Mm-hmm. And when you get to take it home, because obviously it was lower leagues, you can't take your shirts home every week. You've got to take it at the end of the season. I remember just pinning it up on my wall and just looking at it all the time, thinking, I've done it, I've made it, I've got my shirt. And then obviously the move and the rest of it comes with it.
So were you living local then, obviously, if you were playing for Notts County?
Yeah, I was living with my mum still.
So were you like a celebrity about your street and
yeah, a little bit. That, got all the birds and that, yeah. Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
But was there ever a chance of you getting carried away, or would the older guys like keep you grounded?
Yeah, but I'm not that type of person anyway. You know, I'm not a champagne Charlie kind of guy. Mm-hmm. So that was never going to be the case with me.
Uh-huh, keep your feet on the ground. Yeah. So when did the move to Preston? How did it come about?
I was linked with loads of clubs. I was linked with West Ham, Blackburn, Arsenal, but in the Premiership, when these clubs were in the Premiership, Blackburn, obviously. And then it come to January and Preston come in, Billy Davis came in. But people were saying to me, all the senior pros were saying, don't go, you're going to get a big move, Kel, you'll go. But Notts needed the money because it was going into administration. So I got pretty forced out, to be honest. Yeah, they forced me out and I ended up going to Preston. Billy Davis took me. Reached the playoffs, lost against West Ham or Leeds, I think. Was it West Ham that went up? And then he left, Billy Davis left, and Paul Simpson came in, and it was a nightmare. Yeah, he just didn't take to me.
Why not?
I don't know. Some managers don't take to you, do they?
Uh-huh. See, when you left Notts County, was a big factor that you were going to Preston, you knew you were going to play there? Like, if you'd went to a bigger team, you maybe not played as much?
Yeah, that was obviously in the back of my mind. You know, going to a big club, I ain't going to play, might fade out, whatever. Going to Preston, to be fair, I'm not being disrespectful, I didn't know much about Preston being a young lad, because obviously you look at the big clubs, don't you? Mm-hmm. But they was a good championship side then, made the playoffs the last few years. But it was a good time and a bad time, I guess. But things happen for a reason, I guess.
Uh-huh. What about Billy Davis, first time you met him? Good guy?
Billy Davis, brilliant. He was brilliant for me. You know, obviously people have their opinions on him, but he was brilliant for me. Probably alongside Neil. Neil's a great man manager.
Neil Lennon?
Yeah. I'd say Billy's the best manager I played under.
Really? But why? What's so good about him?
Just gets the best out of you. You know, everything down to a T, detail. You know, he kind of predicts games. He can tell you what's going to happen at certain times of the game, and it did. He's just a great guy, and he was great for me.
Brought so a lot of confidence in you and belief in you.
Yeah, he brought the best football out of me. I played my best football under him, and obviously Neil as well.
So, obviously Preston, and then your boyhood heroes come in. Do you remember the first time you heard they were interesting?
Yeah, I can remember Paul Simpson was trying to make me go to Leeds to do a swap deal with...
He really did hate you, didn't he?
He hated me. To do a swap deal with Nicholson, I think his name was. Kevin Nicholson?
Right.
Someone like that, never I can't remember his name. Yeah, to do a swap deal with him. So I went down, met Dennis Wise and Gus Poyet, shook hands, got agreed, but weren't going to sign until the Monday. Driving back from Leeds to Nottingham, got a phone call. It was Colin saying, oh, we're interested in signing you. Come and meet me. So I went and met him as soon as I got back.
Colin called David, sorry?
Yeah. Uh-huh. As soon as I knew they were interested, I said, yeah. So went back to Preston, told them, and he was like, no, you're going to Leeds. Tried to tell me where I was going. I was like, I'm not going to Leeds. He's like, well, you're not going anywhere then, you stay here. So I said, okay, no problem. Left it a day and called me in. And he just said, your wishes come true. Pick your club out of Leeds, Forest. And he went, oh, yeah, and Doncaster's come in, so you can choose them if you want. And then I just walked out, and then that was it.
But Forest were the league underneath you, weren't they? Was that No?
No.
Just because it was Forest?
Yeah, massive club. Good players. They was always going to go up. Mm-hmm. Same with Leeds, big club. They was going to go up. They was in the same league as well as Forest, so... As much as it was a step down, it was a step up.
Uh-huh. And what about your family in that? Were they all buzzing?
Yeah, buzzing. Uncles were buzzing. Everyone was buzzing. Down every game. My dad down every game. Then got promoted as well in my first season there. So
brilliant, eh?
Yeah.
How was it? How was Colin Calderwood? Obviously Scotsman as well.
Yeah, good guy. Really laid back. Again, got on well with him. Maybe just too laid back.
He was a centre half as well, wasn't he?
Yeah. Just maybe a little bit too laid back. You know, with a manager, you like one just to, you know, you can switch. Got to be fearless of him a little bit. Fear him a little bit. But Colin didn't have that in his locker. He was a bit too laid back and you'd lose a game and he'd be, oh, don't worry about it. Where, you know, you've got that end and then you've got Lenny end, so.
Mm-hmm. Just on to Lenny, was it Colin Calder that brought Lenny in as a player?
Yeah.
And do you remember the first time you seen him?
Yeah.
What was his game like?
Oh, I just thought, what's this? Yeah, Lenny coming in. But I talked to Lenny straight away. Me and Lenny got on. The changing room was really young at Forest. It was like average age of 22. So Lenny come in, obviously being 35, I think he was, or something like that. And I think he found it hard being around so many young lads, obviously coming from Celtic, being the captain, coming to Forest with all young lads, and young lads just hammering him about his gear. You know, he didn't take to that well.
What was it, the leather jackets?
Oh, a leather jacket with a vest underneath and stuff.
A vest?
Yeah, and school trousers and stuff like that.
Was he full of the snus as well?
Oh, he loved the snus, I remember, yeah. Always got the snus everywhere he goes.
But was he still a top player?
Yeah. Wouldn't run for nothing. Just played in the circle of the middle of the pitch, but passing it one touch. And just with his mouth as well, it just helped you. So, yeah,
Would he hammer the young boys at her?
Yeah.
You as well?
Yeah. Not me as much. I had a few arguments with him, but he just talked to me. I can remember having a conversation with him. Well, we all did. I mean, when you get players like that coming when you're a young lad, you're asking him who's the best player you played with, who's the best player you played against, and was asking him, quizzing him. And then I think someone said, who do you think would make it in the Premier League playing in this team? And he said in front of all the players, there's only one player that would play in the Premier League, yeah, and that's Kelvin. And obviously he rated me because he brought me when he got a job. Brought me up.
Would he tell you when he was at Forest as a player, if I get a job, I'll take him?
No.
No.
No, never. Never. Strachan had the job and he rang me when I was at Forest saying, your name's been mentioned. He was the reserve manager, I think.
Right.
Your name's been mentioned. I've put your name forward as well. They've asked me about you, so I'm just letting you know. But nothing come of it. But then when he got the job, my agent rang me and just said, Lenny wants you.
Do you think he liked that you would answer him back and give him a bit back in training?
I think so, yeah. I think he liked that, yeah. Because even when he was the manager up here and I was obviously a player under him, I'd argue with a lot of players on the pitch and then he would have a bite at me and I'd have a little bite back. But you know how far to go with Lenny. You know, he can switch.
Was he professional?
Yeah.
And was that good for the young players at her?
Yeah. I think a lot of the young lads, especially the lads in his position, looked up to him. And with what he achieved, you know, at Leicester, not just Celtic. So, yeah, he was professional. He was a good guy. Mm-hmm. You know, Lenny was a good guy. He's just sometimes might be a little bit too harsh.
Another guy I wanted to ask you about, obviously, Wes Morgan. Won the Premier League with Leicester.
Yeah.
How much did he help you as a centre-back?
Wes, I would say, obviously, I played with Virgil only for a month or two, and then I left to go to Forest. Apart from him, Wes is the best player I played with.
Best player?
Best defender, I'd say.
Right, okay. Uh-huh.
Best defender I played with. You know, just a rock. Can't get by him. We bounced off each other brilliantly because he was big and strong, great in the air. And I was quick and I could play a bit. So we'd always say, well, he would always say to me, Kelv, I'll fight him, but anything over the top, you chase. And I'd be like, yeah. So that's how we played
brilliant,
the game. Yeah.
Are you surprised? Like, I know you said he's one of the best you played, but did you ever think he'd win the Premier League? Was he that good? Or?
No, because, only saying no, because the teams that he was at, the clubs that you wouldn't associate with, Leicester were winning the Premier League, Forest were winning Premier League. So when they won it, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. And you know, he's been brilliant for Leicester. He's brilliant for Forest as well. So he deserves it.
You still speak to him?
Yeah, well, I spoke to him last night.
Is it?
Yeah, last night.
You telling him about Leicester, huh?
Yeah. Just asked me where I was. I said I'm up in Glasgow.
I'm making an ass of myself in Glasgow.
Yeah.
So, see, when Billy Davis came in, I think it was midway through your second season. What was it he changed about the club?
Like I say, Colin was really laid back. A lot of players got away with a lot of stuff. Being lazy, nights out, etc., not being professional. Billy come in and that completely changed. You know, every day at training, you got to be at it. It wasn't, even Fridays wasn't standing around doing set pieces. It was sharp, quick, run, you have to run. And it made everyone realise, okay, no, we need to be on the ball here or she ain't going to play. You'll be out the door as well. So it just brought a bit more professionalism to the club. Not that Colin wasn't, he was just too laid back for me. Mm. But Billy was just more hands-on and, you know, in your face, intense, really intense.
Did Billy know about the boys being lazy and having nights out before? Did he mention that when he came in?
No, he didn't mention it, no. I think most of them asked me what he's like, what's he like, because they knew I played under him. Uh-huh. And I think I put the frighteners on most of them, just saying, listen, you've got to be at it. You know, training easy, you've got to be at it. But his fear, and they took to it, to be fair.
Would he be a rant and raver after games and stuff?
Yeah.
What's the worst you've ever seen him?
The worst I've ever seen him was probably for Preston against Sheffield Wednesday away. We were 2-0 down at half time, and Carlo Nash come in, the goalkeeper came in, punching walls, and Billy's come in and put his foot through a bin and told him, "You sit down, you daft." And then they was both at it. But then I've seen Billy and Wes at it as well.
Wes Morgan?
Yeah, yeah.
Who would you fancy if that did go down?
The big beer, the big Wes. But yeah, after the Ipswich game, them two were at it. And, you know, but Billy likes that, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, he likes a bit of, he knows that you're bothered then, you care.
So would it be anyone could get it? Wouldn't there just be certain ones?
That
would
no, yeah, it'd be anyone, yeah. Billy's, he didn't really pinpoint anyone. He wasn't a bully like that. It was, doesn't matter how big you are, how good you are, or where you come from. If you're not doing it, I'm telling you.
Brilliant, eh? You've obviously talked him up so much. Why do you think he struggled to get back into management?
I don't know. It's a strange one. You know, I think, you know, you read these things about him falling out with boards. Every club he's been at, he's fell out with a board. But if you look at his CV, if I was a chairman, it's a no-brainer, innit?
Mm.
I think everywhere he's been, he's reached the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
Got promoted. And I don't understand. There's got to be something behind it, but I don't know what. But like I say, if I was a chairman and you look at his CV, you'd be like, why ain't this guy got a job? Let's get him. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand.
Let's get Billy Davis a job. We need to get him on here, mate. That'll get him a job.
I think so, yeah.
We'll get him on. Yeah. Last thing I want to ask you about Forrest, just the disappointment in the playoffs. Is that maybe your one regret that you never got up to the Premier League then?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that's the biggest regret of my career, never playing in the Premier League. But it is what it is. It's, you know, it'd be nice to see Forrest get there now, if they can. You know, they've got a new manager. So
good appointment, you think?
I think so, yeah. I've never come across Martin, so I don't know how he works, but good for the club. He's a Forrest legend, so mm-hmm. It's only good for the club. Hopefully he can get him up.
How big a club is it? Is it massive here?
Yeah, it's a massive club. Forrest is a sleeping giant, you know. Compared to Celtic, I won't put it on the scale because Celtic's huge, but but yeah, it's a big club. It's a Premier League club, but you don't deserve to be somewhere. You got to earn it, and Forrest haven't over the years. So hopefully they can get back there.
Uh-huh. Okay, mate. On to the Celtic move. Obviously, your boyhood club. Were you expecting to stay there for the rest of your career?
Yeah.
So why did you leave?
Because they won't offer me no more money.
Yeah. Can I keep wearing Da Vinci, mate? They're not going to give you any money.
No, my contract was coming out. I've had an unbelievable season. I mean, best season I had for my whole career it was. Players were on X amount of money, you know, I was here. And you want to just be on a level playing field, you know, you earn your contracts as such, but they seem to think, because the Nottingham lads, you know, from Nottingham, they're doing you a favour by letting, at the time, this is, that they was doing you a favour by letting you play for Forest. And they offered me a contract, what was absolutely ridiculous. Said no. Had interest from West Brom again. I think West Ham as well. Again. But then, obviously, Lenny made the call. And I could sign a pre-contract.
Mm.
So that makes it a bit more security for yourself as well. And because, to be fair, I'm not going to lie, you think Scottish League, do I want to go up there? And then I came up to have a look around, and as soon as you walked to Celtic Park, you're like, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And it was straight away, yeah, I'll sign.
See, when Forrest were offering you their rubbish offers, would you go to Billy Davis and say, like, what's happening here?
Yeah, yeah.
And what would he agree with you?
Yeah, he's like, he sat on my hands, Kelvin. He said, I've told him, you're the main contract, sort it out with you, I want to keep you. But he said, but Billy's brilliant, he's not a selfish guy. He don't look at it for himself. He wants to just keep you because he's the manager and he wants you to do well. He wants you to do well for yourself and for your family as well. And his words were always, do what's right for you and your family.
Fair play to me.
Yeah, so I'd be like, right, Gaffer, I'm signing a pre-contract. He was like, shook my hand and said, congratulations.
Do you remember your last day at Forest walking it?
Yeah.
Is that emotional?
No, because I didn't know it was my last day. I got put on gardening leave. Because I'd signed a contract for...
You're living a flat as well, you've got a garden, haven't you?
Yeah. But yeah, they put me on gardening leave because I'd signed a pre-contract and I was getting little niggles, so I'm not going to risk anything. So they thought I was taking the piss a little bit, so they said, until you're fit, go away, don't come back. So I never ended up coming back. Literally came in to train. The chairman was there, called me and told me that. So I was like, so what do I do? And he was like, go home. And I was like, to do what? And he's like, do your garden. And I'm like taking the piss a little bit. So I walked out, said bye to the lads and went and never went back.
But is that, you're a bit disappointed how it ended it for
yeah,
us?
Yeah, definitely, uh-huh. yeah. That was the first time, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was gutted how it ended, but it is what it is, isn't it?
It is, mate. So up to Glasgow, and I wanted to ask you as well, did you speak to Chris Commons a bit? Because I seen you played together at Forest as well.
Yeah, I spoke to him. He came, I can remember when I was just about to sign the pre-contract, he was down for some reason. He was down in Nottingham. It was a Wednesday, so he had the day off, obviously, up here. And he met me in Piccolino's Italian, and we had a dinner. And he was just saying to me, it's unbelievable club, yeah, you've got to come. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that sold it.
I've been out and bet he never paid.
Oh, never. I'm surprised he was out.
Just the last thing on Billy Davis, obviously he's a big Rangers fan.
Yeah.
was there any jokes or banter about that?
Yeah, a bit of banter, but never like tried to block the move or do anything to jeopardise it. And always said that they're a massive club, but Rangers are bigger. That's what he used to say. But that was the only banter, yeah. Uh-huh.
So as you say, you came up to Celtic, up to Glasgow, sorry, and you were blown away by Celtic Park. Mm-hmm. Just the place, or?
Yeah, just I didn't realise how big the stadium was. I came up on like a Friday, I think it was. Looked round, met Peter, met Lenny. I sat down, had a coffee and stuff, sorted out the contract. Had a night out in the West End that Friday night.
Well, Lenny?
No, Lenny, because they had the old firm the next day.
Yeah, right.
And then I went
with
to
Peter?
No, with my agent. And then I went to the old firm the next day, and then that was even more like, flipping hell.
Where was it? At Celtic Park?
Celtic Park, yeah.
Atmosphere, unbelievable.
Yeah, they lost though. I think it was 3-1, I think.
Is there a particular moment that stands out after you'd signed for Celtic that you thought, this is a massive club? Would that have been the Champions League nights, maybe?
Yeah, I think Benfica, the first champion. When we qualified, it was the first league game, the group stage. And when you're lining up and the music comes on, and you're just looking around and you think...
What do you actually think to yourself?
You just think, I remember watching this when I was a kid, you know, and now, is this me? You just feel like, what was my way to describe it? Like a balloon, if you pop a balloon and it just goes flying, uh-huh. That's what you want to do. You just want to just run. You just want to run. And that's how it felt for me. But then the more games you play, the more you know you can win the games. And obviously we qualified, didn't we, for the last 16.
We'll come back to the Champions League games. But on to the Rangers game, your first experience was a 4-2 defeat.
Yeah, I had a nightmare, absolute nightmare.
Were you nervous going into that game?
I wasn't nervous going into it. The week building up to it. But when we pulled up outside Ibrox, I was like, what's going on here? Because there was thousands and thousands of people waiting for the bus. So I remember tapping Samaras on the shoulder. I was like, are they their fans? Is that, did they come? He's like, yeah, they're waiting for us. He went, wait until you're here when I get off the bus. Because he missed the penalty, didn't he, the year before. And then he got off and Lenny got off. But the noise made the bus was rocking with the noise. And I was like, oh my God, fucking hell, here we go. And then obviously it was a bit of a nightmare, my first one.
Because obviously the Forest and Derby, that's a big Derby in it, but does that not compare to...
Nothing on it. Uh-huh. Nothing on it.
And what about Lenny's team talk and stuff like that? Would you get butterflies before you go to the old firm, your first old firm game?
Yeah. I can remember him just saying first 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, just quiet him down, you know, turn him in behind. And me, like an idiot, thought I was a footballer and tried to play it out all the time. And I think one of them, it's a cross, and I've come to try and clear it, but pass it out with a clearance. And it's gone straight to Naismith, and he's just got it and put it in the top corner. And I remember watching it going, and I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
Like, I'm getting it when I get in it all the time.
And did you get it?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And at the end of the game. But yeah, it was it wasn't a good game, but it was a good experience.
See, after a game like that, do you feel a bit of pressure? For the Celtic fans especially?
Yeah, my first season it wasn't the best. I had injuries and my form was up and down, and the press and the
press is mad up, you know?
Yeah, and the fans as well didn't take to me straight away. So, you know, little things like that. Players say, don't bother me. I just get on. But it does, of course it does, you know what I mean? You're a human being, so But yeah, the second season was night and day.
Was it moving away from home as well for the first time?
100%, yeah.
Find it tough?
Yeah. It was a lot of the staying in the hotels, because obviously I've done that with Forest, but only for away games, but with Celtic's home games as well. So if you're playing in Europe, you're only home twice a week. And, you know, my girlfriend moved up with me and, you know, she was here and she was by herself and she's like, I've got no friends, I'm in the flat all day long. And so it's all different pressures, learning curve.
It's tough. Was there any players in particular that maybe helped you settle? Anyone that was really good with you?
All of them were good with me, yeah. Uh-huh. All of them, obviously Puff.
Who's Puff?
Commons.
Oh, Commons,
yeah. Yeah, him, because obviously we're from Nottingham. Knew him at Forest and stuff. Paddy McCourt was brilliant.
Some man, isn't he?
Yeah, brilliant guy. Charlie, when he's not messing around.
Not so good a guy.
Yeah. And Brownie was brilliant. I got on probably...
He's been the captain, I
think. Yeah. I probably got on best with Brownie out of everyone.
Uh-huh. What, yeah, what did he do that was good? Did he show you around, show you places like that? He was Edinburgh, wasn't he, Brownie?
Yeah, but it was if we had nights out, like a little night out in Glasgow or something on the Sunday, he'd come to wine and stuff and chill out and get ready and... I just got on really well with him. I don't know what it was. I can remember when I first come to Celtic, you know, when you start looking at the players and I remember seeing him thinking, I don't know if I'm going to like this one here.
Because he's wild, isn't he?
Yeah, he just looks a bit... But then, the nicest guy, one of the nicest guys I've met in football.
See, football-wise, who impressed you straight away when you first went to Celtic player on the training ground?
Brownie.
Did he?
Yeah.
For what he's...
I thought he was just... he'd just smash everyone. Just one of them nutters, you know, just a... But he can play. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a footballer, he can play.
Did you ever do 1v1s with Paddy?
Yeah.
Could you nail him, huh?
Yeah, Paddy would, yeah.
Get by, you know?
Yeah, never. But he'd always moan, you fucking all arms. You go, he's caught me in the chin. Oh, my toe. So, Paddy all the time.
Brilliant. See, when you were going through that hard time in the first year, was Lenny good with you? And as well, just saying to you, listen, don't worry, take time to settle.
Or
need to get better straight away?
No, Lenny was brilliant with me. I can remember... That first season, Nigel Pearson rang me to do a swap deal with Matt Mills to go to Leicester and him come here. And he was like, do you want to do it? And I said, yeah. I said, yeah, I'm down, I'll do it. And he was like, right, let's get this sorted. And Lenny said, you're not going nowhere. And even though I've had a bad season, he was still no. And I'm glad he did it, to be fair, because obviously my second season was brilliant. So.
Brilliant, eh?
Yeah.
Great feeling. Obviously, great feel any of that with Nigel Pearson, but you never played much in your first game, obviously, the injuries, loss of form, but you played in the run to win the league. Was that another confidence booster going into your second season?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Was it Kilmarnock when we got the trophy? And
yeah.
We won 6-0, 6-1 or something. Yeah, so that was a confidence boost, massively, yeah. Mm-hmm. And going back, I can remember we came back for pre-season and we had went to Philadelphia and we played Real Madrid. And it was from that game, I can remember we finished that game, we lost 2-0. But I've come in after the game and Lenny's come in and gone, just made me feel like the best player in the world. Just gone, how can you not do it in Scotland when you can just do it against the best players in the world? And then that was it. I had from that game all the way through the season, just had a good season.
See, when it is going bad in your first year, how strong mentally do you need to be?
Oh, yeah.
Was it a struggle for you, or did you find, no, I'm going to do this, or was there ever times that you doubted yourself?
Oh, I doubted myself a lot, yeah. Yeah, definitely, yeah. It's times where you want to quit. I don't want to do this. This isn't for me. I want to go back down south. But then you have days where, no, I'm going to do it. I'll prove them wrong. So it's just a balance. It's getting that balance. And being a young lad, well, I wasn't that young, but younger than I am now, it was just a different experience as well.
So the Real Madrid game, who was playing for Real Madrid up front that day then?
It was Higuain, Benzema.
Wow.
Ronaldo on one wing, Di Maria on the other wing. So they had all the boys out, all the strong team out. But I think we went into the game with no expectation. There was nothing, you know, I think we had a few beers the night before even. And then we played that game and even though we lost 2-0, I think the lads gave a good account of themselves. And I remember coming away from it thinking, yeah, this is going to be my season. And it was, I just said, from that game, that one game, it just went through the roof. Every game was just a good game, good game, good game. And it got to the point where I knew I was going to have a good game. Every game I was going into, I was thinking, yeah, I'm going to...
It's mad how just that a pre-season game can turn your whole career.
It was crazy.
Obviously, as I said, the end of the season before you won the league, good celebrations, good day.
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
Family up?
Yeah, back to Celtic Park. Just a great night, yeah. Just what I can remember anyway.
Did you go it?
Yeah, of course we did, yeah. Went down to the in the West End, Ashton Lane, because I had my family up, went down there. Brownie and all them lot were out, and I remember, what did one of them do? Was it Charlie? One of them got an orange off the bar. Paddy McCourt threw it up and volleyed it across, and it just went flying, and just nabbed some bars of fruit on the picked an orange up and volleyed it across the bar. We nearly got kicked out, but because we won the league, they let us stay in, so, yeah.
Brilliant, eh? Would it always be the same guys you hung about with then? Just Bruni and Charlie and Paddy?
No, Joe Ledley.
Oh, Joe, good guy.
Yeah, Hoops. Ki Sung Young, got on really well with him. Victor, I got on with everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, Fraser Foster as well. But just them lads were just, you could not get away from Charlie and Paddy because they're just always doing something to you. So you've always got to be with them so they don't do it to you. Uh-huh.
What sort of stuff with the data, Peter, do you remember?
Yeah, I can remember, it's Neil Jemison, is it?
Ian Jemison,
uh-huh. Ian Jemison, uh-huh. Sorry. He used to hate coming up to Lennoxtown because he'd come in the change room to try and get someone to go and do some interviews, and he used to hate it because they'd grab him. Him and Charlie, Paddy and Charlie, one grab the legs, one grab him, straight into the pool with his suit on. And he'd always be like, no, I've got my phone in the pocket, no, thinking that's going to stop. And they'd be like, take your phone out then, but still hold him. So you'd have to just get his phone out, put it on the side, and he'd just be in his suit thinking, go on then, throw him in.
Brilliant, eh? So, what, yeah. Bruni was the same, I heard pranks.
Yeah, Bruni was, he used to always get Emilio, you know, Emilio's Christian. Really religious, and Brownie would have a little banter with, obviously you read the paper and it's got, you know, uh-huh, things in the newspaper, and he would put it on Emilio's locker and things like that. So Emilio would be like, oh, Brownie, no. So, yeah, he was all good spirit. Uh-huh.
See, just having Hooper and Ledley, guys similar ages to you, well, maybe a bit younger, but moving up as well for you down south, did that help?
Yeah, massively.
Did you think they were experiencing the same things as you?
No, because I think they were just always, I think they, Hoops took to it straight away, scoring goals. Joe was playing week in, week out, injury free. And I think it was just different for me. I don't know why, don't ask me why. It's just maybe the injuries and stuff and just the bad form. I don't think they had bad form when I was there. They was always in form. Mm-hmm. But when I first come, it was just different for me to take to. But it helped with having British lads here, definitely, yeah.
You got there in the end, big man. Right, yeah. 2012, 2013, as you say, great season you had. Was it drilled in you for the start about the Champions League as well?
Yeah, that was the most important thing.
Was it, yeah?
Yeah, obviously winning the league as well, but Lenny just wanted to succeed in Europe for us. He just wanted us to get there. And I can remember I was on the bench, I think, in the qualifiers. I can't remember who we played away. It was the last qualifying game, and we won 1-0. And we brought it back to Celtic Park, and he put me in. I played it, got man of the match, and then I played every game. I think I was the only outfield player to play 90 minutes in every Champions League game.
Well, yeah. Did you think that team could do well that year in the Champions League? Do you think you were good enough?
Yeah. Yeah, if you ever interview Puff, Chris Commons.
We've done him.
Have you? Uh-huh. I said to him, we played Barcelona when we played him at home and we beat him 2-1. Was warming up, and I said to him, I've got a good feeling today, mate. And he's like, yeah. I can remember him looking at me like, thinking, and I think we're going to win. And if you can ask him that.
Wow.
And we won, and he always says to me, remember when you said that?
Why did you think it?
Because I felt like I could run all day in the warm-up. I felt like I was massive, I felt big, I felt like I was
unbeatable.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I felt, if these lot feel like I feel, we're going to beat these today. And even though we got back possession-wise, and we all dug in and got the result.
Brilliant. You said, obviously, you played every minute of that Champions League campaign. Did you playing in Europe suit you?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think it was... Lenny used to always say to me, it's like the better opposition you play against, the better you play, for some reason. And I don't know why that was. I don't know what it was. I think the more technically it got and more you had to think about the game, it suited me than kick it, edit, having a big guy fighting with me all the time, mm-hmm, you know, wasn't really suitable for me. So that's why I think Europe suited me.
Uh-huh. See, in Scotland, who did you find? Who was tough to play against? You remember?
Yeah. Taddy, was it?
Taddy, was it Hearts?
He was at Inverness and St John.
Oh, Inverness, he went to.
Yeah. Him and the boy Daly, is it? John Daly.
John Daly, huh?
Yeah, they
just
were.
Just for the physical battle.
Yeah. But then as well, the little boy, what was his name? Asselbank.
Was it Hamlin?
He was the little, to say he was small, he was, yeah, he was another awkward one. So yeah, there was a few.
Uh-huh. See, just on the draw, obviously he's beat Helsingborg in the qualifiers, as you say. See, when you seen the group getting drawn, Barcelona, Benfica, was that a daunting thought?
No, it was buzzing.
We were all watching it together, the draw?
Yeah. We was buzzing. It was, what you dream of, innit, as a kid playing against teams like that. So I think Barcelona was the main one. You know, when that came out, I was like, and I remember when we played at New Camp, I had a bit of a calf strain. And the club doctor was a bit like, we're in the hotel to Tim, maybe we leave this one. I was like, no chance, I'm playing. And I ended up playing in it, so yeah.
So you played in the recap by we injury, did you?
Not an injury, but I felt it. Felt a little strain or something, but it wasn't stopping me anyway.
Benfica was the first game of the group at Celtic Park. 0-0 it finished. Were you disappointed it was 0-0? Did you feel like you should have won the game?
Yeah, I think, what I can remember, I think Hoops had two great chances, I think.
Hoops, isn't he?
Yeah, he scored enough goals, didn't he? He had two great chances. So looking back on it, yeah, after the game was a bit. But then it's our first game in Europe, you know. Before the game, we'd probably take it. So overall, no, we was okay with it.
Uh-huh. See, Lenny often gets, for me, labelled as just a man management. But to get results like he did in Europe, was he good tactically?
Yeah. Yeah, he's... Yeah, we didn't do much shape.
No.
He wasn't, but he always said that. I don't believe in shape because you can't, and I do agree to a certain extent, you can't predict where the ball's going to be at certain times and stuff. But he just said, when you lose the ball, get here, get behind the ball. You know, if you're out of position, you fill in there, you do this, you do that. So he was very, don't get me wrong, he wasn't like a magician, mm-hmm. but he knew what he was saying and what he was doing. He wasn't just like, telling us we're the best players and open, crossing his fingers and thinking, oh, please today, perform. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just about that. He was good.
But was his team talks good for the Champions League games?
Yeah. It was good for every game. Uh-huh. But Champions League, yeah, I think he got up from me as well. You know, it's just like I say, you just feel like a burst balloon. You just want to just go and run. Uh-huh. You get energy from everywhere. But I think there's a stat like after every game in Europe, when we played in the league, we drew or lost. Because you're coming from a massive high, and no disrespect, you're going to somewhere like St Mirren playing up in front of 2,000-3,000 after playing at New Camp in front of 80,000-90,000. So it was hard to come back down to earth straight away.
Uh-huh. How good was the night in Moscow? Did you know the severity of the Celtic, like, no winning away in Europe?
No, I didn't understand it. No. And then obviously we won. It was freezing. I think it was October time, wasn't it? Uh-huh. It was freezing, yeah. And that it was a another one. Emenike was probably the hardest player I've ever played against.
Right.
Big boy up top. But we got a great result.
Uh-huh. Good good celebration in the dressing room after that?
Yeah, great celebrations and a few beers after and stuff. So
on the flight home, was it? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was Lenny always quite laid back like that? You could have a few beers after a game and...
Yeah. Well, you'd want one, wouldn't you? Fernando can't stop us.
With the doubleheader against Barca up next, was there a feeling you had to get some of the games to qualify?
Yeah, I think a draw was obviously on everyone's mind. Uh-huh. No one would think we're going to beat Barca, but like I said, I thought, I had a good feeling when we were playing them at Park. I thought, yeah, we're going to win. Uh-huh. We've got the results.
Talk us through playing against a team like Barcelona. How good are they in possession of the ball?
Yeah, they're unbelievable. They're just, it's like, none of them talk. They don't shout for the ball,
They didn't talk, yeah?
No, they don't, like, there's a lot of shouting, left shoulder, they're not shouting all that. It's like they know. And, like, balls get fired into him, and you think, oh, I've got this on his touch, and it just stays, and you're a bit like, oh, all right, so I'll just let him have it. So it was, it's different. You have to play against it to see it, because I watch football, mm-hmm. like everyone else, and you think, oh, he's, you know, but then when you're playing against it, and you're actually trying to play against it, it's like...
Just a totally different to what you watch on the TV.
Yeah.
And the games, you just need to be so concentrated.
Yeah, you've just got to be switched on. Because if you're not, they just pick you off.
Because in the away game, you and Effie, big Effie Ambrose played well, and then was it Alba scored in the dying minutes of the game?
Yeah, he ran off Jamesy, didn't he? Uh-huh. Little Jamesy Forrest.
Did you give him a bit for that with
Jamesy? Yeah, he didn't track him, did it? And he came in the back post and got it. Last kick of the game as well,
last kick of the game, yeah.
So...
Was that sickening?
Yeah, it was, gutted. Yeah, it was gutted after that game. But we took a lot from it, though. Took a lot from the game, and I think that's why we end up getting something when we met him again.
Uh-huh. See, just on Big Effie, obviously, he comes in for a lot of stick. How did you find playing him?
Effie's a great guy.
Is he?
Yeah, he played that season that I had a good season. He had a good season. It was me and him centre off. And he has a bit of stick, don't he, you know. But Effie's one of them ones where he's got everyone on the edge of your seats because he's a centre off, but running through the team doing step overs and you think, Effie just passed the ball. But he's a great lad, great player. And he's at Ibs now, he's doing well.
He just left her, but he was at Ibs, he's left her.
Where's he gone?
I think he's going to go to Tottenham, going to Cardiff.
Cardiff?
That tells me that I need to know you've had a reaction. see your time at Celtic, who would you enjoy playing the most centre half with? Who was your ideal partner at Celtic?
Put me around the spot here, aren't you?
Come on. You're retired now, mate. You can see what you like.
If not Effie, because I did like playing with Effie, probably Charlie. Yeah, I like playing with Charlie, yeah.
Did I know you? He kept fixing his turn there?
No. The only thing, though, because obviously he's left-footed, so he played left side. Uh-huh. I'm right-footed, but I used to like to play left side centre-half. Don't know why. So when he played, I'd have to play right side. That's the only thing I didn't like.
But... Right, uh-huh. Good player today.
Oh, great Lovely player, Charlie. Left-foot, uh-huh. Yeah, great player.
See, just in the Barcelona home game, obviously, you said in the warm-up and that you thought we were going to win it, but see, leading up to it, when you see guys like Brown and Hooper weren't playing, did that not put any doubts in your mind? Because they were two of the main men that year.
Yeah, of course it does, yeah. Of course. But then when you see you've got players like Victor Wanyama still playing and Joe Ledley and these players, you know, they're just as good. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, you're going to miss players like Scott Brown in your team and Gary Hooper when he scores the amount of goals he does. But no, you don't put doubt in your mind. But yeah, you do. You do think you could do with him.
Uh-huh. But just it was a strong squad, wasn't it? Like you say, the players that came in were just as good. How good was Wanyama?
Oh, Vic was brilliant. Yeah, he's
strongest man.
Oh, he didn't even go to the gym. I've never seen him lift a weight in his life. Never seen him do a press up. I think we used to do press ups or something or sit ups in the gym on a cool down. And he'll do about three and go, oh, I can't do no more. Like, you can't do no more. I'm in here grafting and I can't even get you off the ball. You know what I mean? But yeah, again, a great lad.
Well, is he quite funny? Because remember he's cut his tweets. Have you got Twitter now? I'm eating spaghetti with Emilio. Do you remember all that stuff? That was on you, wasn't it?
No, I didn't hear about all that. No. Yeah, he's got dry banter, but funny, yeah, Victor, yeah.
See, just in the Barcelona victory, where does that rank in terms of your football experience?
Yeah, the best. Best night of my career.
Is it?
Yeah, even though we won championships here and the cups or whatever, yeah, beating Barcelona, it's just, you know, I think that team that we beat, you'd probably argue that was the best team ever.
Uh-huh.
Club team, anyway, that Barcelona team. So, yeah, to beat them.
See, after you beat Barcelona, see in the dressing room, is it just sitting down and speaking or is everyone up?
You know what, when we beat them, I had a drugs test straight after. So I didn't even go in the change rooms.
Oh, you're kidding me.
So it was me and Charlie and Xavi and Alexis Sanchez. And we all, because it's obviously your numbers, your number six. Mm-hmm. So we all had to go in the drugs room and we just sat there, had a few beers, me and Charlie, trying to talk to, well, Charlie's trying to have banter with him. And they're just looking at him like, what's this? They're looking at Charlie, then looking at each other like to say, what's this twat on about? And I'm looking at Charlie like, shut up. And he's like, what? Go on, ask him. Then he's asking him stupid questions like, do you drink red wine or white wine?
Oh, he's a clown, isn't he? Did they have a few beers, Javi?
No. Water. Yeah, water, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I got his shirt and he signed it for me, so.
Javi's?
Yeah, that was perfect, yeah. Wow. But Javi's there and then messes up. The new camp, so yeah.
Oh, two decent bad, ones, eh? Decent. Just, can you remember the feeling when Tony Watt scored the goal?
Yeah, I thought, I'm just trying to look where's the clock, how long's left? And I thought, we're going to win this. And then when they scored, it was like, oh, here we go, uh-huh. Here we go.
But even after they scored, it was hanging on, wasn't it?
Yes, I think Fraser made a couple of good saves, didn't he? Uh-huh. But when the final whistle went, it was like, we've just beat Barcelona, you know what I mean? It's just, it's what dreams are made of, really.
See, when Tony's running through, did you fancy him to score?
No.
Why no?
I don't know. I just thought, he's a world-class keeper. Is he going to save it?
He should probably save it, shouldn't he? No, I'm kidding.
He's at a bit of an angle, isn't he? Uh-huh. And I'm thinking, obviously, I'm this side of the pitch, so I'm thinking, is he through? Or is he nearing Mascherano? And he goes in and he celebrates. And it's just literally, I turned around to look at how long's left. And I think it was like 78th minute or 80th minute, mm-hmm. something like that. And I thought, oh, we're going to hang on here. And then when they scored, it was just like, yeah.
Is your heart pounding at her?
Yeah, yeah.
Proper.
And then as soon as the ball goes up the field or out for a, it's like you've scored. No, when it went out for a goal kick, it's like, yes. It's like you're celebrating a goal.
Amazing. See, when Tony scored the goal, we're going to talk about him for a wee bit. Because I spoke to him and he said that you were absolutely brilliant with him. He said you never liked him at first, but you were really, really good to him. See, after he scored that goal, did you think to yourself his life's going to change?
Yeah. I just thought, well, he's going to go one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Because when he says I didn't like him, I liked him, but he wasn't like me as such. Like, as a young lad, obviously playing with Ian Barraclough, Caskers, I'd be the quietest man in the change room when you're a young lad. You probably know as well. Mm-hmm. If you're going to change room with Lenny and stuff, you got to just sit there. But he would come in like he was the main man, and I just didn't. It wasn't traditional. It was like, as a young lad, shut up, sit there, clean my boots, and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But he was a bit cocky and stuff, so I was just trying to bring him down to earth a little bit. But when he scored the goal, he's the world's at his feet, really, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. He gets a lot of unfair stick for having a bad attitude and not living his life right, but did you see that, or was he a good professional?
I wouldn't say a bad attitude. He was never
just
like...
Chirpy.
Yeah, chirpy as in banter, but not bad attitude as in like he would answer you back if you're trying to tell him something, or, you know, lifestyle. Yeah, he could have done better that side of it. But he just never kind of, I think he thought when he scored that goal, that was it. That was his way to get anything. Mm-hmm. Oh, I scored the winner against Barca. But yeah, he's a good lad. He was, you know, he was a bit dippy at times. But I
guess.
Good
ability?
Yeah. Yeah, strong boy, quick, good feet, surprisingly good, really good feet. But yeah, just for some reason, never happened for him, did it?
Another young player I want to ask you about as well, because I heard you've helped him as well, James Forrest.
Mm-hmm.
He got quite a lot of stick for Celtic fans when he was younger. Did you notice that?
Fans
getting on his back? No.
I thought they loved him. I thought, obviously, he's...
Right.
When I was there, I'm sure everyone loved him. Yeah, he's a great, great player, Jamesy. Been great for Celtic. Just a really nice lad, Dan. That's how I thought Tony Watt should have been, how Jamesy was.
Right.
James wasn't chirpy. He wanted to just learn the game. He wanted to do well, where Tony maybe wanted the limelight of a footballer kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
where Jamesy wanted to be a good footballer, wanted to be a good professional. And that's what I think separates Jamesy from probably Tony.
Because somebody says to me that when somebody would give Jamesy a bit, you would say, tell him to shut up, you're the best player at the club.
Yeah, all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you believe that?
Yeah, definitely. At the time, yeah. He was talented, and some players would always be on his back and fucking Jamesy, pass it. I said, James, just tell him you're the best player at the club. Just tell him that. Uh-huh. And he'd be little... I'm like, you are, mate. So yeah.
So now you're a bit older, did you go out your way to kind of help the younger ones?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Darnell Fisher as well.
Darnell. Huh?
Yeah, I took him under my wing a little bit, helped him along. Because obviously, I was one a young lad, and I find it odd. So for a young lad, I knew how hard it could get. So yeah, I helped him. I tried to help him anyway.
Good man. Good man. Just getting out of the group, obviously after you beat the Barcelona, the win at Celtic Park, was there a chat amongst yourselves saying, listen, we've done this, we need to qualify now, otherwise it's worthless?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah.
Who would have the chats? Would Bruni organise it, or was it just be sitting, getting changed?
Yeah, to be fair, it wasn't an organised chat, it would be just among each other, you know, and if you share a car with someone in the morning, you'd be talking about it, or if you're sitting on the coach, you'd talk about it. But I think everyone believed it, and everyone believed we could. Something could happen here. We could go far.
And into that last game against Spartak at home, you remember the build up to that game? Was there a lot of nerves amongst the squad then?
Yeah. What was the score in that?
Commons, remember, he scored the penalty off the underside of the bar.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I can remember. Yeah. It was a week of I think Lenny was more nervous than anyone.
Could you tell that Lenny
yeah,
was nervous?
Yeah.
How?
Just, it was doing more stuff that we wouldn't usually do.
Right.
Watching more video clips, watching, doing stuff. He wanted to get everything right to a T. Because he knew it was something special that he could achieve as well. Yeah. And it worked out well.
How's training on a week before a big game like that? Is everyone on it, or are people not wanting to get injured, or what is it like?
Everyone's on it, but what I used to always remember when we used to have a big game, someone would always be 50-50 for some reason. So it would be like, is he fit? Is he fit? There would always be one player that was 50-50, and you're like, why does that always happen on a week?
Yeah.
And it was just like, is he fit? You're doing set pieces, and you'd come and he'd be in his trainers because he can't join in because he's 50-50, but he'd be watching. And it was always that. It was Samaras. If you want Samaras, it was Joe Ledley or Gary Hooper. Uh-huh. And it seemed to always be the case.
Would you always name his team the day before?
No, but you could guess it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Lenny's not clever enough to... You read him after a bit, you know. you're playing. You try and change things around, but you know what the team was.
Uh-huh. And when they got the penalty, did you fancy Commons?
Yeah,
that
all day long.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all day long. Puff's going to put it away.
What were feeling was better? Qualifying or beating Barca? I think you said Barca, but... Qualifying must have been unbelievable.
Qualifying was good. It was just surreal kind of thing, you know what I mean? From having to qualify, go for all the qualifying stages to get to the Champions League, then to qualify for the last 16. And then you're thinking, we could go a bit further here. And then when we played Juve, the first game, even though we lost, I thought, We had a good game to fit.
Uh-huh. Do you think it's too much for teams like Celtic, all the amount of qualifying that you need to do for the Champions
yeah.
League? Far too much?
Yeah.
You think it should just be one qualifier then?
Yeah, uh-huh. I think so.
Uh-huh. Sorry, what was the feeling when you got Juventus? Obviously, an absolute power, another powerhouse to play.
Yeah.
Again, just excitement?
Yeah, just another one to tick off that you've played against. And
uh-huh. Is that it? Just the feeling that I'm going to play against a top team in my career?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. But then you also think, we can beat these. We could beat you. You know, after you beat Barcelona, you think you could beat anyone, you know what I mean? But yeah, I genuinely believe, yeah, we could beat them.
Do you look at the strikers that you're playing against before the game? Do you study them, or do you just go into the game?
No, I didn't really know. It would be literally just on the day when the team sheet comes in, I'd see who's playing up top. And then in the programme, you'd try and look to see where he is and look at his... what it says about him and stuff, because it's always got most of the time when I played it was players and he'll be like right foot and this and that, so you try and look at him. But obviously if they're established players, you know who they are because you watch them on TV.
Who played up front for Juve, remember?
It was Matre. I didn't know him. Matre and another, I don't know his name, but he did play like in for Italy and teams like, I don't know who his name was.
Right, okay. Effie played the first leg.
I know after what you're
only
say.
Arriving, but were you surprised that he was playing?
No, not really, because obviously he's had a good season, so I'm thinking, yeah, he's fine. Just won the African Cup of Nations as well. Flipping hell, he's on massive high.
Uh-huh.
He's having a good season before he went away, just won that. I think Lenny asked him as well, are you sure you're ready to play? And he said, yeah, so... Yeah, and he didn't come in, he didn't look tired. When he trained the day before, he didn't look tired, he looked all right. So, yeah, he won.
See, the away game, was he not late for the bus as well? What, is he just so laid back at her?
Yeah, just literally laid back. And when he was late for the bus, especially after how he played in the first leg, it was like,
oh,
Lenny's going to kill him.
And did he kill him?
Not at the time, but he got brought up a few times throughout the season then.
A comfortable league win that season as well. Two SPLs in your back pocket. You must look back on fondly on that stage of your career.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. It's probably, yeah, the best part of my career that was. You know, winning two titles, Champions League, winning a cup as well. So, yeah, it was brilliant, yeah.
Because people down south, as I say, they look at the Scottish game, but when you're getting, go and say what you're going to say.
It's the most annoying thing that is. I have the argument with my mates all the time, and it's Scotland, it's this, it's that. It's different when you've got to win every game. You know, I think I remember winning the game one time. I think we won 1-0 or 2-0 against St Johnstone or something like that, and we still got hammered by the press. Like, oh, Celtic can't fail to only score one goal, and I think, but we won the game. So it was just always hard to please. You had to play well and you had to win. you know. So that's the hardest part, winning every game.
Yeah.
No matter who you play against, you know, to win every game, and everyone's game against Celtic is a cup final. So they're playing out the skins, they're setting up everyone behind the ball. And it was just hard. It was hard to break teams down, but we always, that year, we find a way.
The demands are tough, mate. So despite the success, you leave. What were the reasons behind it? I know you were going to go earlier, but fair credit to you, you stayed to help the club, didn't you?
Yeah, I had I had a daughter down in England, not with my partner, so she was growing quick. Kids grow up quick, as you probably know. Felt like I was missing a lot of her, even though it was the first 2 years, because literally she was pregnant she was two when I moved up, so she was going on to be four.
Going to school and stuff like that. Yeah.
So I just felt I was missing a lot of that. I wish, you know, if there's one thing, you know, when I look back in my career, I probably wish I'd stayed for a bit longer, yeah. Yeah, I wish I stayed at Celtic for a bit longer.
Uh-huh. But back to your boyhood club, Forest, that must have been good to get back.
Yeah, it was good to get back. But it was a different club to when I left. It was new owners, same manager, because he got the job again when he brought me. And it was just a different club. It wasn't the Forest that I left. It wasn't like a family club anymore. It was more vicious. It wasn't a nice place to be.
And do you miss the old Champions League nights and the old Firm games when you're playing it?
Yeah, definitely.
The Championship. Yeah.
You miss all that. You miss it all, you know. And obviously, you do sit down and you think, oh, should I have come? Should I have moved back? But everything happens for a reason. You know, I got to do the school runs more often. You know, little things like that. Uh-huh. So, you know, it's not life just isn't about football.
And except for looking at dog's bollocks, what are you up to now?
I don't do much, you know. I've got a few investments, but they look after themselves. Don't really have to do much with them. So I'm just like a...
You're like that balloon, mate, that you were talking about. No, just floating about.
But more floating, not zooming around.
just chilling,
doing the school runs and stuff, so yeah.
Big man, it's been a pleasure. Thanks very much.
Top man.
Cheers.
Top man.
Thank you.